I just want to introduce Jim Lautner. He's come here from Goddard Space Flight Center on the East Coast, and he's here to tell you about some lore, bring us down to earth, classroom materials that NASA has been developing over the past few years about teaching black hole physics and astrophysics in the classroom. And he's set up some displays and activities that you can go and look at here at the ITP, and he's about to tell you briefly about them before we break for lunch. Okay.
Do you want this, Jim?
Thank you.
Right. All right. Well, while they're getting that set up, I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be part of this, in a sense, experiment in giving this information to you as teachers. And we've heard a lot of very exciting stuff this morning, and we've heard it from those who are leaders in the field. And that's why we think that this is a very interesting way to give this sort of information to you. Now, you're getting lots of information, and one thing you may be thinking about, like, as a high school teacher is, what the heck am I going to do with this? First of all, it's just plain fascinating, and it's great to be able to hear speakers in the field give you this information and to see how excited they are about this information. But in terms of what can you take from here that you might give to your students or give into the classroom? Now, there's the rub. And that's one of the things that organizers of this conference are very interested in. That was something that Dr. Gross mentioned this morning. So one of the things that I wanted to mention here very briefly was just some of the things that are available. Well, first of all, what you can take back from here is the information that you're getting here. Now, another place that you can get information, of course, are various popular level books, and also the web. However, we all know what happens when you go to a general search engine on the web and you type in black holes. You get lots, don't you? You get lots and lots and lots of links coming back. Well, one of the things to help you is that there are some resources that are a little bit geared more towards teachers. This is in terms of resources that you might be able to use in your classroom. Now, SpaceLink is a NASA resource that's been around for a long time, and it's a collection of articles and some activities. So you may already be familiar with SpaceLink. Another one is the Eisenhower National Clearinghouse. This is resources for materials in mathematics and sciences. If you go to Eisenhower, it's very broad. However, if you type black holes into their search engine, you will get a handleable number of links. Another one, this Gateway to Education Material, otherwise known as GEM, this is one that's very new. It just came online just within the past few months. And GEM is in the process of collecting resources and putting them into their catalog. And again, GEM covers all areas of education. I said that Eisenhower covered math and science. GEM covers everything. But again, you can go to GEM and see what they've got in terms of information about black holes. Now, another thing that NASA is trying to do is to collect everything that the various disparate groups in NASA have done. You see, NASA works in these different centers, and the centers are broken down into divisions. And each person in this division, they have an idea that, wow, the science I do is really great, and I want to help the public understand it, and I want to help teachers understand it so that they can teach it in their classroom. So all these different divisions, all these different individuals, they start making these education resources. Well, what NASA wants to try to do is to collect all these resources together, to create a resource directory. And that's one thing that NASA is presently trying to do. And this whole structure in terms of this NASA Office of Space Science Education Forums, that's kind of the whole umbrella organization that's doing that. You don't need to know about education forums or what they are and who, well, maybe you might want to know who they are. But the important thing is what's going to come out of those forums is a resource directory that you can go to find resources that you might be able to use in your classroom. Now, Black holes, every astronomer knows that black holes are the things that excite students and that excite teachers. So certainly, information on black holes is certainly going to be in here. Now, another thing is that in some ways, we've already started collecting some things. And in your handout, you saw this Black Holes in the Classroom, a quick guide. This was put together by the folks at the Center for Astrophysics in Boston. They are the locations of one of these education forums. And if you've looked through here already, you've seen that there's snippets of information. There's information on websites that look very tempting, things that when you get back to your home institution, you're going to want to check these out. Now, I brought one of these little bits of information, and what I brought is a site called Imagine the Universe. This is a site that we developed where I work, which is at the Lab for High Energy Astrophysics at NASA Goddard. It's a bunch of astronomers who wanted to bring the excitement of our science to teachers and to the general public. So we developed this website, which talks about things that are important in the structure and evolution of the universe. We have this whole section here about the science that we do, and part of how we formulated it was we formulated in terms of what we already know, and it's topics like black holes, of course, the sun, supernovae, X-ray transients. Then we also talk about how we know it, the kinds of instruments that we build and send into space to learn about all these things. And then we talk about what the remaining mysteries are, some of which you've heard in some of the talks early today, about the things that we don't know. And then there's another section which fell off the bottom of the screen of how we think we're going to try to learn it. Yeah. The address for it is just imagine.gsfc.nasa.gov, but I've also got CD-ROMs, and everyone can get one of these CD-ROMs. Okay? Now, this site also does have resources for a teacher, and one of the other things that it ends up leading to is a special section that we have on black holes that go with a poster that we developed, and it goes with the activity book that we developed. Now, what I brought along is a sampling of some of the activities that are in this booklet. And I've got those activities set up in the commons room just down the hall. So after you've had your lunch and during the afternoon break, you can come by and try out some of the activities. There's a couple that I brought along. This is a simple activity in which you can create your own space-time. It's just a balloon that I've cut and any kind of bowl, and it works great as a membrane. And there's a little other something that goes with this in terms of showing how particles around the black hole act. Another thing, of course, is an activity in terms of exactly what happens when a star collapses. Where does all that mass go? How does it become an infinite density? How does all that mass become an infinite density, but yet in a zero volume? And I've got another activity which illustrates that as well. So, as I said, after you've had your lunch, you can come by. There are things for you to pick up. Limit yourself just to one, please. And another thing that we are going to be very interested in hearing is your reaction to the information that you've heard today and to these sorts of things in terms of how do you find it useful in terms of bringing this into your classroom and into your students. So, as I said, stop by later and we'll create a couple of black holes together. Thank you.